This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, and thank you for listening to me today for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month, and you may see a list of the guests together with the links to their websites. For questions or comments today during the program, email Spingola1@yahoo.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. RBN is having a pledge drive. We are doing this because we are struggling financially, and otherwise we wouldn't be doing this. You may help by contributing to the pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. You can support RBN also by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or you may purchase some advertising if you have a product or a service to sell. You can do all of this by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is D. Zion Iser, and he is part of the development group at rediscover911.com, and I'm just going to call him D. D, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna. I'm really honored to be here, being a great fan of yours.
Well, thank you so much. Now, is this the first radio program that you've done?
It is.
So you're kind of nervous?
I'm excited. And in your hands, I know that, I know the subject very well, but I know that there's a flagging moment. You'll sense it in your kind heart and mind and uplift me.
Okay. The first radio program I did, I was so nervous all day. It can be a little nerve-wracking, but now it's okay because I feel like I'm talking to a lot of friends, and it's okay. Now, the reason that you are not using your name is why?
Well, shall we say that the subject material we deal with is largely around very aggressive nature of Talmudic Jews, and the nature of our business is such that it behooves me to use a pseudonym. But that's not important to the listener. What's important is the content. That's
okay.
The only thing that's important. There's a word that comes to mind. Who was the guy who attacked the windmills? What was his name?
Oh, I know. The guy with the long sword. What was his name? I don't know. But I just know that one of our listeners will know and call in, or our board operator will know who it was. But I know what you mean.
What the word signifies when we discover it is that when you're idealistic to a point of being self-defeating.
Yes, for sure. Well, so you have been a part of the development group at rediscover911.com for how long? Not since its inception, but
I don't know if you recall, there was an article in the American Free Press featuring that website and Dr. Ed Kendrick. Do you recall that article?
Yes, I do.
Well, I read that article, and one of the things I do is when I find people that I respect doing what I respect, I reach out to them, and I did that. When I read that article, I found Ed's number online, and I called him, and we talked for about 3 hours.
Great.
And he asked me to become part of his group immediately.
Super, super. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, D. Zion Iser. So stay tuned.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dee Zionizer, and I'm just going to call him Dee. And he first found out about 9/11 and the Mossad connection when he was reading the American Free Press and saw an article that talked about rediscover911.com and Dr. Ed Kendrick, who we've had on this program. Apparently you were somewhat knowledgeable, or you wouldn't have been reading American Free Press to understand what exactly is going on, or to at least peek behind the curtain to find out who and what controls many of the organizations, almost every aspect of our lives. So tell me when you first became aware of that things weren't quite right.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the word I was looking for was based on Don Quixote, and the word is quixotic.
Yes.
Okay. Put that aside. No, I was well aware of the Jewish/Zionist Talmudic involvement in 9/11 fairly early on, but I was finding a dearth of information from other so-called 9/11 truthers. I mean, you could read some of the books by the New Pearl Harbor. I mean, there's almost nothing by David Ray Griffin, who I like, and he's done a yeoman's task exposing the fact that Muslims had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 outside of maybe being patsies. And Webster Tarpley is a 9/11 synthetic terror. Nothing in there. Very little on Mossad. They're very reluctant to talk about Jews and Mossad. But early on in the game, I heard about the dancing Israelis. And what they said when they were caught, these Mossad agents, was very telling. What they said was, we are not your problem. The Palestinians are our problem. Now our problems are your problems. That showed me a synthesis of the two countries of bonding together, and that more than suggested to me that these guys already had foreknowledge, and there's only one way to get that, and they probably were directly involved, but that the whole action of 9/11 was to turn America against Muslims in general.
And so do you think that the government has, and the media, basically we're talking the same entity here, do you think that they have been successful in doing that?
Oh, absolutely. There's not a war that we've engaged in, that we started. I don't even want to dignify what we're doing in Iraq as wars. It's an occupation. Same thing in Afghanistan. It's an occupation. There was no resistance. We walked right in and just took it over. It's an occupation. These things were all planned ahead to one of the major goals of it is to allow Israel to expand to the concept of Eretz Israel and using America as a killing machine for Israel's enemies. And the symbiosis was the action of 9/11, the crime of 9/11. Without that, we're not even talking today about Iran or Syria. You know, so right now it's so easy. The people have been so inured at the thought of attacking Muslims that it's like breathing oxygen on a daily basis.
Right, and then, of course, we have a lot of people saying or claiming that the government is going to impose Sharia law, and people are writing books about it, and yet it's not going to happen. And why do you suppose that would not happen?
Well, because that's not their intention, and they have no real power anyways, the Muslims. It's just, you know, the whole precursor to that is, you know, they lay the foundation way before. I don't know if you know Samuel Huntington's book, Clash of Civilizations, but they already start planting seeds to give it some sort of intellectual buoyancy, legitimacy, and then it takes root, and then people spin around that, right? I mean, so they've been thinking about this for a very, very long time, and the ultimate goal, I'm telling you nothing new here, is world government, to be run perhaps out of Jerusalem by these Talmudic Jews.
And oh, absolutely.
And we find that statement, and I try to find quotes that sum it all up, and that's Paul Warburg, the putative author of the privately owned Federal Reserve, when in 1954, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, he snapped his fingers and ordered the Senate before. And mind you, he's not even a natural-born citizen, right? And he's wagging his pudgy little Yiddish finger, threatening this august body that there will be world government, whether they like it or not. And the only question is whether it will be by force or decree. How telling is that?
Right. And, of course, you know, they've basically taken over this country, and it started many, many decades ago. And they didn't do it in the same way that they did it in Russia. Similar, but not quite. It's been more subtle. It's been obviously by infiltrating the government, by taking over the media, kind of in the same way that they've done in other countries. But we call it, you know, the government and their ability to take over the educational apparatus and dumb down America, you know, beginning early 1900. People simply aren't aware of their history. They're not aware of what is going on. They are so distracted by the entertainment, which is just pervasive. And so people just aren't aware of what is going on.
No, they're not. It's it's basically a synthetic reality that they've slowly woven over time, very artfully, these string pullers, and people are very, very clueless. And I've been very blessed to have read some things as I'm in my mid-50s, read some things early on about this, The International Jew by Henry Ford, and some other things as a young boy, a teenager. So, and then I moved to New York City. I grew up in the Northeast. I moved to New York City and then Los Angeles. So I personally witnessed things, and I read a lot. I read about 50 to 60 books a year, and not Judith Krantz novels. And I know you're a big reader as well. And I try to synthesize those books and cast them in high relief to see how they measure up to organic reality. Now, you could see, I saw what they did to Joe McCarthy. Now, what did Joe McCarthy do that was so bad? Pointing out Jewish involvement. He didn't use the word Jew. In fact, they put a right-wing Jew, a gay Jew, as his sidekick to watch out for him, right? Do you remember his name?
No. What was his name?
It'll come to me. It'll come to me. I mean, my mind is racing here and there. But they made sure that when, first of all, they branded him like McCarthyite. That's like the brand of evil. You could be a mass murderer, no problem. Child molester, no problem. What? You're a McCarthyite? shame, banish you. Well, they make sure they were so worried about the exposure of Jewish involvement in spying. Almost all the cells, the communist cells in this nation that had infiltrated all the way from Woodrow Wilson up to FDR and Truman, were almost all Jews, barring Alger Hiss. And they wanted to hide that from the American public. And the harm they did, the harm Alger Hiss did, the Treaty of Yalta, we gave half of Europe to a red butcher.
Yes.
He orchestrated that. And he was behind the UN Charter. And it was Nixon who basically exposed him, and he wasn't arrested or convicted as a spy, but for lying. But we now know through the Venona transcripts and a book which came out, a wonderful book called KGB, The Mitrokhin Files. You familiar with that book?
No.
What's wonderful? Mitrokhin was a Soviet archivist. He was a good man. He didn't really know the history of his own country until he started going through the archives where he worked, and he saw how demonic his country was. So he said, I'm out of here. But before that, I'm going to grab as much of this data as possible. He secreted all that data into a milk carton under his house, and then he fled to London. And this book is a wonderful book, a must read.
Okay, give the name again.
It's called a KGB, the Mitrokhin Archive, and that's spelled Mitrokhin.
All righty. One of our listeners said the fellow's name that was a handler for his was named Cohen. Is that correct? Is that the person you're thinking of?
Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell. I have it written down. Let me see if I can find it. Jesus, I know Roy Cohn.
Okay.
No, Roy Cohn, not
Cohen. C O H N, I believe.
Yes, Roy Cohn.
Yes. Yeah, I think I have that in my files.
Yeah, he was put in as a sidekick of McCarthy to make sure that Joe McCarthy never used the word Jew, because all the names he was unearthing were Jewish, and that worried the Jews, because they care so much about public relations.
Sure. That's what they do. I mean, that's the whole purpose for them creating the ADL. The whole purpose for creating the B'nai B'rith in 1843, which was to stop the dissent or to silence dissent against the Jews. And that was, way before the so-called Civil War. And they formalized the ADL in 1913, just in time to basically conceal all the criminality that was coming in via the immigration laws that were allowing so many criminals into the country. And then you had the mafia, which was also controlled by the Jews. And so it was a good thing to have the ADL so that people would not talk about the Jews. But, of course, there were some people that were not going to be silenced.
Well, indeed. I mean, early 20th century, we had a lot of voices, didn't we? Coughlin, Lindbergh, the aviator.
Yes.
All these people fully marginalized.
And his father.
And I don't know if the baby was kidnapped to help silence him. I don't know that much about it. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I think that they kidnapped the child, grandchild. And, yes, that was definitely
silence.
A warning to keep your mouth shut or we'll go after the rest of your family. And, of course, we know just by the number of people who have been assassinated in this country, and we really, I don't think people really count them up and figure out that these people were assassinated for going against the Jewish establishment.
Well, indeed. Now, I'm going to bring up a name. I know you're not a big fan of Lincoln. He's done horrible things, I agree. But he did print Lincoln greenbacks. And he did cause a reaction by Rothschild.
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Excellent.
Be right back.
Berkey Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Today is DeZionizer, and he is part of the development group at rediscover911.com. And you brought up the greenback issue, and let me give you a little background on that. The Union paid their soldiers with interest-free Treasury notes authorized by Congress on July 17, 1861, for $50 million. Must be $50,000. No, $50 million. These notes circulated at par with gold. When the Union needed additional financing, the government negotiated with New York's Rothschild financiers, who offered Lincoln a high-interest $150 million loan. However, Lincoln's advisors suggested that the government issue its own interest-free money to fund the war. And keep in mind that all war incurs debt, then incur debt, which, of course, the war would. Congress enacted a bill to issue $150 million full legal tender for every debt in the U.S. It passed the House of Representatives on February 25, 1862. There was one stipulation. The congressman, who actually represented the bank's interest, permitted the issue of greenbacks only if individuals could convert the bills into bonds. This convertibility feature would allow the bankers and their agents to enact legislation which would authorize the redemption of the bonds into specie. Congress passed the Revenue Act of 1861 on August 5, 1861, And the act provided for increased revenue from imports to pay interest on the public debt and for other purposes. In their efforts to raise money, Congress, under the instructions of the Treasury Department, also imposed a 3% federal income tax. But they also which is, you know, part of the Communist Manifesto as a progressive income tax. But they also put an exception clause on the bills that they created. And basically what happened was that it actually deflated the value of this currency that they printed. And so that that in order for them to use the money for imports, they had to go to New York. Say they wanted to get everything through New York. They had to go to New York and purchase gold with these greenbacks to pay import duties. And so basically what it was doing was just recycling the gold with these with the greenbacks, because they got it got to a point where they were worth only about 30 cents on the dollar. And so the act devalued the greenbacks to about 30 cents on the dollar. And one of the factors that led to the National Banking Act, which was not a good thing. So, you know, and the exception clause on each note read, good for all debts, both public and private, except duty on imports and interest on government debts, unquote. And so that was on all of the greenbacks. And it only benefited one class of people, and that was the Rothschild Wall Street branch.
Well, they seem to react to that, or his desire to do that. The Rothschild, there is a quote that's part of the record that if that would stand, it would wreck them. And I've read that about the Rothschilds.
Okay.
At what point that was, I don't know. And the book I got that from, it was a long time ago I read this, maybe 30 years ago, it's called Lincoln, Money Martyred. And it shows that the money to kill Lincoln came from Europe, probably London, it came through Montreal.
Well, you know, there are so many myths and stories about who killed Lincoln, why they killed him. And basically, you know, honestly, this is going to sound kind of silly. It really doesn't matter who killed him, because his martyrdom, his assassination, made him a martyr for the cause. And so what does he have? He has this great big Lincoln Memorial, and he's a hero. When in fact, if people actually had the opportunity after the war to figure out what had happened, that they had lost almost 700,000 people, their own countrymen,
fratricide.
They destroyed half the country, they would have started asking him questions to say, what the heck was all this about? And when you look at the false flag event that created the war at Fort Sumter, then, yeah, I think they killed him, but I don't believe that it was for the reason that the court historians say.
Well, certainly there was a lot of fratricide with that, and they let the carpetbaggers in, and they raped the South. The Jews had absolutely raped the South, there's no doubt. It was a horrendous thing.
And they were able to, basically, the South was a colony of the North. The South did all of their business through the North. And all the people up north were making an awful lot of money off the backs, the labor of the people down south.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cotton
and
trade, all that, absolutely.
So, anyway, I covered this in my first book, but I just don't agree with a lot of the court historians' views, and, of course, certainly not the federal government's views. And when you look at the martyrdom, well, that's what it was. They martyred him to make a hero of him. And when you look at the people who were involved, and just the his son, you know, it's a little strange about the part that his son played and or did not play. Anyway, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dee Zionizer, and he is part of the development group at rediscover911.com. And I think that it's really important for us to look at a whole person and separate them from the alleged so-called acts that they did that were beneficial. And we have to do that with Lincoln and with a lot of our early politicians. We have a tendency to make them heroes for doing one thing without looking at some of the other very scandalous things that they did, some of the laws that they enacted. You know, it's like saying, and I heard this just recently, I can't remember who said it, maybe you said it. You said that, for instance, John Wayne Gacy, we should be, you know, so he was a child, you know, he was a decrepit, horrible, a terrible person, but he was a great clown. Did you say that?
Oh, I said, no, I didn't say that. No, what I did say is that from the perspective of the Jews, they would have you believe that to be a McCarthyite is worse than being a child molester or a mass murderer. You know, they brand an issue or a person and what they did. So then it bags everything up as to what that person was doing, and you won't inquire anymore. You won't look at what the Jews were doing and the communism they were involved with, because you'll be a McCarthyite. It's a branding issue.
Right,
so, and I agree. Well, listen, you know who comes to mind when you say that? Eisenhower, who did some tremendously horrendous things, but he did do a couple of things that were oddly in defiance of that. And as he kicked Israel out of, I mean, they was it the
Negev desert?
Yeah, he made
or something
them get
like
out.
That.
He made, yeah, he said, you get out, you've got 2 days to get, and they did. Now, I'm surprised he did that. You know, I mean, I don't know that much about it outside of the fact that he did one or two things which fly in the face of his horrendous historical record.
Well, you know, a person cannot be 100% bad or they wouldn't be credible for anything.
Well, indeed.
And as far as Eisenhower or Lincoln or anybody else, I mean, if it was obvious, if they had a mark on their forehead that said, you know, I've never done a good deed, then of course we would throw them, cast them aside and not consider them. So everybody has, you know, a plus and a minus side.
Well,
but you have to look at a person for the whole content of their, of what they've done. Particularly a politician. I mean, just because, you know, somebody, you know, did one thing that's good, you have to look at the 99 other things that they did that was bad. I mean, you know.
Oh, I absolutely 100% agree. Well, you know, all these things, we're talking about some horrendous subjects and what this small group of people has done, is doing, and will continue to do unless we stop it. But people ought to look inside themselves and say, how do they feel about what's being done? Because it's the emotional content that will give action. You could have all the knowledge in the world, and I think about this all the time, but if you don't have a righteous indignation about what's happening, it's not going to move you to action. You know, and this is, I'm so galled by all these things I see that this country I love, although I know I detest the government, I lost a good country. We all did. And it can be, to a degree, salvaged in a process, perhaps, if World War III doesn't kick in, as these people are, as we speak, they're working for that to happen. They're distracting us with all these things and sending all these ships over to Syria and Iran, right? The Gulf.
Sure.
So, but if that happens, all bets are off. Nothing can happen. And they're pushing us into a corner, these people, right? In an incremental way. Every day there's a new normal. And that's a term I like, a new normal. It's like the proverbial frog in a pot of cool water. You turn up the heat and it starts to boil. So you make those micro adjustments as you go along, as we're being pushed toward a police state incrementally with laws like NDAA, the misnomer Patriot Act. And now they want to label, put a law in that would label 9/11 truthers as terrorists.
Well, you know, you mentioned World War III. I see the revolution that they started as beginning in 1848, and there has been warfare in some part of the earth since that point in time, and it's just a continuation with a little bit of breathing room in between. And with each war, each event, 9/11 and the Patriot Act, and you always have legislation put in place during or after any such event that, you know, takes away our liberties, takes more and more and more of our freedoms away, and enslaves more and more of us under their influence and control.
Oh, and indeed, the Patriot Act, how long was that? 1,000 pages? Some absurd. Do people really think that was written on the day of? That was
well,
late.
No. Yeah, they tried to pass that during Clinton's administration, but it wouldn't fly. They had to have, as PNAC said, they had to have another Pearl Harbor.
Well, you know what is interesting you brought to the PNAC documents is that was one of the things I read enough of it early on in the game that my hair stood up. I said, oh, my God, you know, whoop, there it is, a new Pearl Harbor. As Bush said the night he put a little nightcap on and he put his simple self into bed, we have our new Pearl Harbor. You know, but in the University of Chicago, where a lot of these University of Hasidic Chicago, where a lot of these neocons went, Paul Wolfowitz et al., where they learned from Leo Strauss, who taught them the big lie, and that people are so stupid they deserve to be lied to, and they deserve to be totally manipulated, and that war is the only state in which people have any dignity. He taught these neocons this, these communist Trotskyite retreads, and there was a gentleman there, perhaps you know of him, he was a Gentile, still is, Stanley Hilton. He was Bob Dole's chief executive advisor, and he's a 9/11 truther.
And he used to sit,
oh, yes, yes. He used to sit with these guys and listen to them bullshit in the mid-60s.
Whoops, we can't say those kind of words on...
I'm so sorry. BS. You know, college students sit around and they talk, and these Jewish Trotskyites were so upset that there were people on the left criticizing Israel that they then decided how they're going to take over the government, although it was already taken over, but this was a clique of a personal stripe. And he attested to the fact that this is what they would talk about how they would need a terrorist act and how they were going to do it, that they needed to take full control so America would stand by Israel. And these are the very people who were integrally involved in 9/11. But look up Stanley Hilton. Interesting man.
Okay.
Little known.
I'm sorry. I was laughing about something the board op just texted me. Yeah, this is not a funny laughing matter, but certainly, we talk about this infiltration, and we have been infiltrated for such a long time. Just little by little by little by little. And my gosh, it's just amazing that the movement, the so-called truth movement, which really hasn't moved that much forward, it is amazing that there are so many people still in the dark.
Well, it's also the half-truth movement. And one of the things we did for a while is that we would locate every 9/11 truth person, blogger, author, and we would reach out to them with the information we had about Jewish, Zionist, Israeli, Mossad involvement and see what their responses were. We were trying to suss out who were the half-truthers, who were controlled opposition. We didn't like what we were getting back. There weren't a lot of people who would link up with us. There weren't a lot of people who embraced what we were putting forward. So a lot of this stuff was set up well prior to the act as controlled opposition, and you know this.
Yes, I've always said that. I've always said that that the whole people were in place long, long, long before to write the books, and basically a lot of the books that came out immediately really did, as you said, did not target anybody, did not target the culprits, but basically steered us away and in another direction and said, oh, it's about Bush, it's about oil, and never, never mentioned the J word. Now, Victor Thorne of American Free Press has done an excellent job in writing some very good 9/11 books, and now people are more apt to associate the Mossad with 9/11, but you still have a lot of cover-up, and you have it on a lot of the lists, a lot of the groups online, and a lot of the local groups, none of which have moved forward. I mean, it's been, almost 11 years, and, you know, where has it gone? Where has the people who were skeptical about the JFK assassination, where has that investigation gone? The only person that's really done a really excellent job on that, or one of the few people that has done an excellent job on uncovering the Mossad connection, of course, is Michael Collins Piper.
Yes.
And that is probably, you know, the best book about the assassination.
Indeed. And you know what? Interesting enough, I was going to bring that up. He is never invited to any of these groups that get together to suss out who really was behind the JFK assassination. If you came up with a theory that aliens did it, you'd be allowed to speak.
Exactly.
But Michael Collins Piper is not. How suggestive is that? It's either suggestive that they're a controlled opposition or they're so frightened of that small clique of people. And maybe it's a combination of the both. I don't know. All I know is he is never invited. And he has a lot of credible stuff to bring to the table. And I've read his book. It's an excellent book. And he's an excellent investigator and an author.
Right. And yet, we self-censor. We have been indoctrinated, brainwashed to be politically correct. I mean, that's the big thing. You've got to be politically correct. You have to be tolerant no matter what else is going on. And so we self-censor. If we belong to an email group, I had an email list, 9/11, and, focused on 9/11. And my goodness, we had a very large list. And all of a sudden, it just, started falling apart. There was a lot of antagonistic, posts and all kinds of things. And pretty soon it was just totally non-viable. I mean, it was it just didn't go anywhere. And I think that, that has happened to a lot of groups. And then you have group leaders who will say, oh no, we can't talk, we can't say the J word, we can't associate with that kind of a, you know, mentality at all. Well, what is really important here? Is it the truth that's important or being politically correct?
Well, indeed. Well, political correctness is a mental disease. And I think a lot of that stuff came forward along with multiculturalism through the Frankfurt School, that whole idea of being non-critical. And there is nothing more important in world than to try and be objectively clear and critical. For me personally, the things that make me the saddest are my own shortcomings. So being self-critical is important, and that's something as a quality that the Jews do not possess. They are not self-critical at all. They want to be adored regardless of what they've done, and they want you to adore them, you know? And there's a book about that, A Culture of Critique, by, you know the guy, he wrote a trilogy of books. He's a professor at San Diego State, and this is how they've destroyed our culture, through critique and criticizing absolutely everything about us and making us defensive about our very thoughts. You're horrible if you're a nationalist, if you believe in your country, yet they believe in their country, which is Israel. Even though they live here, they love Israel more than they love America, because that's a reflection of their identity.
Right. And, of course, they are internationalist. Whereas we started out, many in this country started out as nationalist, and now that's almost a dirty word.
Yes, it is. Well, CFR, right? I mean, isn't that their purpose, ultimately, to internationalize us? And what is the CFR? It sounds innocuous enough, but they're the sister organization of RIA, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is a Rothschild baby.
Right. Right. So, yes, you have a lot of tax-exempt foundations and groups that have been designed to shape society, to shape our culture, to make us think that the ideas that we have are our own ideas, when in fact they're the ideas that they have imposed upon us.
Oh, indeed. Oh, absolutely. Well, look, there was this recent YouTube of Hillary Clinton early on, all excited. She said, thank God for the CFR, because now I know where to go to be told what to do. Did she not have a sense of irony about this? She's a Secretary of State, and she's admitting she's going to this internationalist organization whereby they're going to tell her what to do?
Well, they've been doing that for quite a long time, and certainly the other foundations have been doing the same thing. The Rockefeller Foundation, as well as the Carnegie Foundation, basically have taken over education for the entire planet. The Rockefeller Foundation pretty much oversaw the educational process in this country, whereas Carnegie took the rest of the world. So, you know, it's not just happening in our country. We have ignorant people throughout the planet.
Oh, indeed. I'm sure you've read Elizabeth Iserbeit's wonderful book, The Dumbing Down of America.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very good book. It's really scandalous, and it's disgusting, and it's thank God for shows like this. All we can do, all we have, is to illuminate ourselves and our fellow man, and expand on that, because we can do nothing without, I think, a critical mass. And I think that's happening, but people are so emotionally ruined, they don't know what to do. They have no self-belief or strength in what they should do with those thoughts, that they have a right to have those thoughts. They have a right to confront and say, when you see something and you know what's wrong, you have every God-given right to say it.
Right. Now you said something that was very interesting. You said dumbing down. It's not just the dumbing down process, but it is the education, the so-called education that people get, that they are so brainwashed that they will fight people to the death on certain things, particularly with regards to history. They will just say, oh, you know, World War II, it was a good war. My uncle was in World War II, and I know that he would never do, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is not just that people are ignorant, but that they have these, you know, long-held beliefs strongly held beliefs that are totally wrong.
It's a cartoon version of history. I call the Hitler Channel, the History Channel, a Hitler Channel, because that's all you see 24/7, Hitler this, Hitler that. And people have no idea what really happened there. People have no idea that Hitler was primarily a red killer. He was trying to save Europe. I mean, he was trying to save Germany from what the Jews were actually doing. And they were doing many things. When you think about Rosa Luxemburg, you know, they're trying to tear Germany down early 20th century and turn it into a satellite of the Soviet Union. And the German hierarchy well knew what was in store for them should that happen. They knew what was going on in the Soviet Union. They knew that. And, of course, international Jewry declaring war on the Jews. Of course, the opportunizing and buying of properties, pennies to the dollar, and all the financial stuff. I mean, people have no idea.
Exactly, because they have accepted and adamantly protect the false history that they have been taught in the government schools.
Well, indeed, I tell people, you know, I say, you are an anti-communist. They say, absolutely. We'll continue this then.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Z. D. Zionizer. Oh, that's hard to get up. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Our guest today is D. Zionizer, and he is part of the development group at rediscover911.com. And Gosh, it seems like... What were we talking about when
we... Well, I wanted to say that you were talking about World War II as a supposed good war. When I talk to people who believe that, and I say, well, you neglect to remember that one of our teammates were the communists, were the Bolsheviks, was Stalin. So are you excited now? They seem to conveniently forget that little fact, and that was a war to allow... I mean, it was a war for a lot of reasons, but none of them good. But it allowed the communists to expand. In fact, we handed half of Europe over, as I said, through the Treaty of Yalta.
Correct.
And people neglect to forget that, and that they were the biggest Christian killers of all. In fact, 1917, there were 360,000, if these numbers are correct, I've read it in a couple places, there were 360,000 Russian Orthodox Christian priests. By 1919, there were 20,000 left. They were expressly targeted.
Right. Now, I've been doing a lot of research on that period, and it was unbelievable the number of people that they killed immediately. And of course, it was definitely targeted at a Christian nation.
Sure.
And for a variety of reasons.
Indeed. Well, Under the Sign of the Scorpion by Yuri Lena, excellent book. If you haven't read it, your audience should read it. If you haven't, it's an excellent book. He's an Estonian intellectual.
Is.
Okay, it's...
Yeah, I have a PDF file of it.
It's
a good book.
Another book by a little-known, it's called An Outlaw's Diary by Cecile Tormé. It's a two-part book about the Hungarian Revolution and Bela Kun, whose real name was Khan. He was a Jew. And what they did there, they had that country for a little while. They were unbelievably vicious, and they had what they were called Lenin's Boys. It was a group of Jewish terrorists that would ride there's a train that drove... road, so it was connecting all the little towns throughout the middle of Hungary, and they would every day stop in every town and randomly grab several people, flay them alive, hang them in the streets. They would go house to house. They had villas that they stole. They would have orgies, grabbing girls off the street that they would toy with. Unbelievable. That there's a lot of photographic plates in there, and some of these people, Dan, I don't frighten easy, but I jump back when I look at some of these pictures. Bela Lugosi had nothing on these individuals.
Now, what's the name of that book again?
It's called An Outlaw's Diary by Cecile Tormé, T-O-R-M-A-Y. It's a two-part book. One is pre-revolution, and one is during Bela Kun's reign of terror. Excellent, excellent, horrifying book. Those images are just, you couldn't in Frankenstein's laboratory create individuals that would look like this.
Right. Yes, I have read some of the same kinds of things, and what they do to people are just, it's just unbelievable that a human being could treat another human being so brutally. Just amazing. And they did it all over.
Have you read An Eye for an Eye by John Sack?
I have.
Oh, God. Oh, what they did to anybody with an ounce of German blood. This is for your audience. This happened post-World War II.
Yes.
I'll continue with that.
All righty. We're going to take our 60-second break, and we'll be right back after station ID, so stay tuned.